In Venezuela, opposition groups say they collected more than enough signatures last year to trigger a recall vote against President Hugo Chavez, but election authorities challenged about one-third of the list. This weekend, the opposition hopes at least 500,000 Venezuelans will confirm that they signed the recall petition. NPR's Martin Kosti is in Caracas.
This weekend's petition revalidation drive comes at a tense time, just 2 weeks after the government announced it uncovered about 100 Colombian mercenaries on a farm near Caracas, allegedly preparing to topple President Chavez. Nestor Leon Heredia is the pro-Chavez congressman leading the inquiry into the case, and he says the plot seems to indicate a foreign connection to what he calls the traitors in the opposition.
Tiene que investigar hacia todos los sectores de la vida pública y privada del país.
We must investigate all sectors of public and private life in this country in the interest of our duty to defend our territory, because Venezuela's sovereignty has become vulnerable.
The Chavez government has become increasingly vocal about the threat of foreign conspiracy. Chavez's allies have draped downtown Caracas in banners calling on the people to resist the invasion of fascists and imperialists. But so far, very little is known about the Colombians, who are still in custody and have yet to be interviewed by the media. Anti-Chavez Congressman Carlos Ocariz says the whole thing is a show. It's meant to distract us from the recall election. The government has invented paramilitaries, war invasions. It invents whatever comes to mind, Ocariz says. Whatever the truth about the Colombians, the government's anger over foreign interference was stoked even further this week by Roger Noriega, the U.S. State Department's top official for Latin America. Noriega told the Washington Times that the Bush administration believes the opposition already has enough signatures for a recall election, and he said a negative outcome would bode poorly for Venezuela. President Chavez says Noriega's comments constitute a threat, and he says he'll no longer turn the other cheek to what he considers American aggression.
La revolución venezolana ha entrado en una etapa antiimperialista.
In the last few weeks, the Venezuelan revolution has entered a new stage of anti-imperialism, and we have decided to confront the empire, Chavez said. He didn't elaborate on what that might mean, but he warned that if Washington tried military intervention in Venezuela, the price of oil could go to $100 a barrel. Noriega's comments have also complicated the work of the foreign election observers who brokered the delicate compromise between government and opposition that led to this weekend's so-called signature repair period. Chavez was already furious at the observer from the Organization of American States, who criticized a government campaign to get people to take their names off the petition.
Sin precedente. Fraude electoral en los Estados Unidos.
As if to make the point that Chavez is in no mood to take democracy lessons from foreigners, the government-controlled TV channel last night ran a primetime documentary titled Without Precedent, Election Fraud in the United States, the story of President Bush's victory in Florida. Martin Kosti, NPR News, Caracas.